You are listening to WMIE, Bavard's home for the very best in contemporary, modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Hello there, Brevard County. We want to thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. And so today I'm coming to you, and I'll just tell you this. Wouldn't mind if you would say a prayer for me today, as I will be having some medical treatment that is done. Nothing serious or anything like that, but we always like to pray about those situations, and so if you wouldn't mind praying for me, that would be fantastic and greatly appreciated. We want to say thank you today to the folks of Chitts Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. If you have any block or concrete work that needs to be done, you can give them a call and have them come out and take a look at your job. See if you can come together on a timeline, on a scope of the project, on a price for the project. And when you say yes, you will get decades of experience. You will get decades of expertise, generational expertise. And you will get a fantastic work ethic. You know, in today's society, finding people who want to work, finding people who will work, is one of the biggest challenges. I know some business owners, and man, they had just real difficult times finding people to be able to work. And so Jits Concrete is not afraid of doing hard work and getting your project, whether it's sidewalks, a pad, whether it's a driveway or whatever it might be, house foundation. Give them a call and have them put their skill set to use for you. 321-536-5804. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. Again, this week I am inviting you to our Be a Blessing yard sale event that is taking place this coming Saturday, March the 25th at 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. We would like to invite you to come up. Maybe you live in a part of the county that, you know, is too far for you to come to Merritt Assembly of God, but you on a Saturday, it might make a nice road trip for you if you're coming from Palm Bay or Melbourne or Titusville, Mims, Scott Moore, that area. And if you live in the central part of the county, you might find that it is not that far of a drive to Merritt Assembly of God, especially on a Sunday morning. But it is going to be a wonderful, wonderful event. There are going to be all sorts of things. There's going to be clothes. I'm sure that there's always clothes. There's going to be some books. There's going to be some tools. There's going to be some sound equipment stuff that is available. There's going to be a number of things that are you know, just sitting around serving as gravity's backup plan when they could be functionally being a blessing to someone's life. And we want to see if we can't make that divine connection happen. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., 165 North Grove Street. There's parking up front. There's parking in the back, and it's indoors. So you will find a lot of things going on inside, and if you listen to the Refresh radio program and you come to that event, make sure and look me up. Say hi. Would be the highlight of my day to be able to meet you and to personally thank you for listening to the Refresh radio program these last 9.5 years. See you Saturday, if not before. So today we are going back to 2 Chronicles chapter 31, verse number 4. And we set the stage yesterday for the spiritual transformation, the revival that needed to take place and did take place in the nation of Judah, the two southern tribes, Judah and Benjamin, through the ministry of King Hezekiah. They had gone from a very dark period spiritually to now one of the highlights of the spiritual climate that Judah would have. I would say that it would probably rise up a little bit more under the ministry of Josiah, but it's pretty good under Hezekiah. Not perfect, but pretty good. And all of that happened because Hezekiah said, you know what, we cannot continue down this path of darkness that we're on. We need to return to God. And so he started inviting people to church. We were doing a Wednesday night Bible study here a couple of weeks ago. And the teacher that night, we have rotating teachers. And the teacher that night had come across a statistic. And it said that from 2000 to 2020, there are 40 million fewer Christians in America in 2020 than there was in 2000. 40 million in a nation of about 335 million, something like that, give or take a million or two. That's a huge, huge decline. And that is taking place when we have some of the largest churches in American history existing right now, but yet many of those people in our churches do not have a worldview that lines up with the Bible. 2020 was a very difficult year. That was the year when COVID became a common term. We went from not hardly talking about coronavirus to everybody talking about coronavirus. And what happened in the spiritual climate was churches were, they had to adapt because there were a lot of people who were making lifestyle adjustments and they quit coming to church. And you know, there were some places where churches were mandated shut down. We did a couple of services that were live stream only, but we had live congregation throughout most of that. We were doing some renovation, and my mother passed away right as COVID was breaking out, and we were on our way back from Oklahoma. When we stopped at a hotel on a Saturday night, Sunday morning, and we had church from my iPhone in a hotel parking lot right across from a church that was completely and totally empty. So we had to adjust. Live streaming became something that not some churches were doing, almost every church was doing. And you can watch our services. We have a couple of ways that you can access them. They're on our Facebook page, and they're also on the Merit Assembly of God YouTube channel, and so you can go online there and you can watch our services. And what happened to a lot of people was they got very comfortable not coming to church but having the experience of watching church online from their living room or their recliner. And they got comfortable, and many of those people have never made it back to the house of God. I will, you know, there's a verse, Hebrews 10:25, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but even more as the day approaches. You don't want to be missing church in a spiritually intense climate. You want to be frequenting the house of God more and more. And you've heard that verse. But one of the things that you may not realize is that in the Old Testament, that people lived under the mandate that they were supposed to present themselves to the Lord several times a year, not just in their local synagogue. They would have a pilgrimage to Jerusalem for the Passover, for Pentecost, the Day of Atonement. There's a lot of high holy days that they were supposed to present themselves, and they weren't supposed to present themselves empty-handed. You say, well, I'm so glad that we live under the new covenant where we don't have to do those things that they used to do in the Old Testament. I hear you. Did you know that in the New Testament it said that Jesus went to the synagogue on the Sabbath as was his custom? What I'm trying to communicate to you today is that in 2 Chronicles 31:4, where Hezekiah says, moreover, he commanded the people who dwelt in Jerusalem to contribute support for the priests and the Levites, that they might devote themselves to the law of the Lord. What Hezekiah did was he issued a decree from the throne that says, not only are we restoring the priesthood, not only are we restoring the house of God, but we are going to restore the ability, the desire to give to the people so that there can be devoted ministry. I can tell you that there are a lot of things, a lot of ministry that we would like to do. There's only two things that are preventing those things from taking place: people and provision. People and provision. And so we are constantly praying to the Lord of the harvest. And our prayer is this: God, we will go as big, we will go as bold, we will go as far as you want us to go. Our answer to your invitation to ministry will be yes, as long as you provide the people and the provision, we will say yes. And so I have a minister that was I was privileged to be serving at a church as youth pastor, and he was in the youth ministry, and he's done a phenomenal job of raising up people to serve in youth ministry, including my son-in-law. My son-in-law was in one of the district school of ministry classes that I taught. I didn't know him. He didn't know me. And little did we know that we were going to be spending significant portions of our lives being able to influence one another. He is an evangelist, soul winner, that, he's got a holy boldness to share the gospel. And my daughter and he are ministering up in the St. Augustine community, and they're having a huge impact. And so I'm very thankful for this person who felt God call him to raise up youth ministers, and it's impacted my own life. That same guy that was in my youth group ended up being the mentor that trained my daughter to be a youth minister. See, except for a very short season, I was never a full-time youth pastor. I was always bivocational. A lot of times I was working and my wife was having to take the young people to youth concerts and youth conventions and youth camp and things like that. So there had to be a devoted people. This guy that I was in my youth group, he was talking about one section of the state, and there are some pretty big churches over there, and he said, did you know that there is not one full-time youth minister in the Assemblies of God churches in that region? And it's an important region. Not that there are any unimportant, but this is a large metropolitan area. And he said, there's not one full-time youth pastor in that section. I will tell you this. Finances are not the reason that we do what we do, but finances are important. What happened with the priest, in order for them to be devoted to ministering the word, they needed a people who were devoted financially to honor the Lord with their sacrifice, with their tithe, with their offering, with their first fruits. And if you go on to read chapter 31, you will find that God blessed the children of Judah with a heart to give, and they went and transformed a spiritually or a bankrupt ministry to the Lord where the doors of the temple had been closed. Now they're open, and there was so much that was brought in that they had to devote people to the responsibility of distributing the resources that came in on a daily basis. Can I tell you this? There is no ceiling on what you can accomplish in the kingdom of God. There's no ceiling there. You and I, if we are devoted to God and he's the Lord of the harvest, and we're saying, God, we're devoted to you, and we know that from you is going to come advancement that is going to transform spiritual darkness into spiritual light. God, we want you to know it's not just part of us. It's not just the priests that are devoted, but we are devoted to do our part as well. And there was a tremendous transformation that took place. Verse number 21 of chapter 31, 2 Chronicles 31, let me read 20 and 21. It says, thus Hezekiah did throughout all Judah, and he did what was good and right and true before the Lord his God. And in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, in the law and in the commandment to seek his God, he did it with all his heart. So he prospered. What a wonderful aspiration. What a goal. And that is to say, God, we've forsaken you in the past, but we're not going to forsake you under my watch. And we will not only maintain, but we are going to advance. And so in everything that we begin in the house of God, in the law, in the commandment, we are devoted to seeking you. The leadership, the head of the nation said, we are devoted to seeking God, and he did it with all his heart. So, those are not new things. You've heard about the faithfulness deficiency that we have in our current country and how we need to change that. But I want you to know that it is more than just me extending an invitation. God adds to his word here a statement that should be enticing to each and every one of us, and that is that when we are devoted to the house of God, to the work of God, to the God of the work and the God of the house. And we are going to search for him. We're going to be devoted to him with all of our heart. It will cause us to prosper. Now, many times we think of prosperity as impacting our financial statement and things like that. And to some aspect, there is some of that is necessary. But I read an article where a person said they were making, as a couple, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. Not on the lower end. They were more in the middle, hundred thousands. And they were barely making it. And it's like, there needs to be some adjustment there. If you're making, now, first of all, they were living in a very high tax area. So, you know, their bring home pay is going to be significantly less than that, but there could probably be some scaling down or something needs to happen. Cause they said they were spending more than they were bringing home. And so people would, you know, especially when you've come from making $13,000, $15,000, $17,000, $19,000 as a married couple in our early years, and you're saying that you can't make it, some needs to change. You and I, we need to say, I wonder what prosperity really looks like. I wonder what it, you know, which is more important, money or maybe thriving in your relationship with God, where the word is alive and God is speaking to you in your prayer time and you are so excited about what God is doing and what he wants to do in you and through you. I wonder if prosperity would include having generations of believers in your family. See, I like that definition of prosperity. Hezekiah is proof that one generation's apostasy can be turned around into another generation's revival. But Hezekiah's son Manasseh ends up being proof that one person's revival can be turned around into the next generation's apostasy. I would be the type of guy that says, I want to see my kids and my grandkids. I want them to prosper in their marriages. I want them to prosper in their minds. I want them to prosper in their relationships. I want them to prosper in their purpose. And all of that comes from a mindset of being devoted to the Lord. So the king was devoted, the priests were devoted, and the people were devoted. Let me take you to the book of Acts, chapter 6. In the early days of the church, thousands of people, the church went from a few hundred to thousands in one day. A little bit later, it increases by thousands more. There are many different cultures that are coming together. There are people that are becoming believers in the Lord Jesus Christ faster than the spiritual infrastructure could keep up. And in verse number 1 of Acts chapter 6, it says, "Now in those days when the number of the disciples was multiplying, there arose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists," that's the Greeks, the Greek Jews, "because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. Then the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, 'It is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word.'" You see, Jerusalem had just it was not that far in the past where they were at their darkest hour spiritually in history. The darkest hour was not when they got carried off into Babylonian captivity. The darkest day spiritually for Israel was when they crucified Jesus. And they said, we would rather have Barabbas than we'd rather have Jesus. That's pretty dark when you've rejected the Son of God. But the good news was Friday was dark, Sunday was bright because Jesus rose from the dead. Now they are coming up. People are coming in by the thousands. And the disciples said, we're going to need some people who know God and who have a spirit, they're full of the spirit, full of wisdom, and they can handle this ministry. They can be devoted to that ministry, and we are going to be devoted to prayer and to the ministry of the word. You want to see revival in your church, go up to your pastor and say, Pastor, I'm going to be more devoted to the ministry than I've ever been before. Where do you need me to serve? What are the options that I have that are before me that I might be able to help bear the burden of ministry in this community so that you can be devoted continually to praying and the ministry of the word? I'm not saying that's the only thing pastors ever do. I happen to like some of the aspects of the ministry, but let me tell you, if you think that pastors are just sitting around and praying and reading the word, I can tell you there's a lot more on a pastor's plate than that. And for some of us, it's because there's just not the people who are stepping up and are able to handle that ministry. I'm not complaining about my church because we have a great church. We have a higher than normal percentage of people who are actively involved in ministry. But the church as a whole has too few people doing too big a percentage of the ministry, and the pastors are carrying a huge, huge load. It would be phenomenal if everyone who is listening to my voice would be actively involved in the ministry of the church, the kingdom of God, and the pastors were being able to devote themselves to the presence of the word and the presentation of his word, we could see a revival in our day and time if we will be devoted to the ministry of the word. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll tackle a new passage tomorrow here on the Refresh Radio Program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Every blessing.